Rape of Cthulhu presents All of Cthulhu Campaign Shadows over Stillwater.
All right. So this is Shadows over Stillwater, everyone. I believe session 11. Someone like to catch us up on what happened last time?
I think Stu got us all in trouble. Yeah, I think we should hear a recap from Stu's perspective. That would be interesting.
Well, it's the unvarnished truth. Mm. Is what you're going to get. I mean, we found the Apache, but then for some reason, the party turned on Stu and betrayed him. Knocking him out and allowing him to be captured by the Apache. So, not sure what's going on there. And at the moment, Stu is, I don't think unconscious, but certainly tied up still, while the rest of the party goes to talk, wanting to count down to the Apaches to give in to them. And, allow them to continue their thieving, kidnapping ways.
Oh, sounds about right.
Perfectly fair and balanced, actually.
So great. Looks like I'm going to have one of those great connection issues today. It sounded like a good recap from my part until the very end. Did everything end happen?
Oh, it did until then.
Yeah.
And just it did.
Perfect accentuation of the internet issues.
Oh, dear.
Can you guys hear me?
Yep.
Ah, great. So this is going to be a fun one. Did you hear me start talking at one point?
Or yes. You said yes, and the answer was yes, it was a happy ending.
Ah, nice. Okay, that's good. Let's just pack it up. Okay, so great. Yeah, there you are. In the apparent village of the Apache, Stu is still trussed up. You guys are all operating under a peace agreement that Timothy cut for you with the chief, or not the chiefs, but the warriors that picked you up. And Stu is trussed up on the outside of a little kind of semi-permanent dwelling called a wickiup, which is kind of some bent trees and leaves, things like that, similar to a teepee, but a little more less animal skin, I think, involved. So as you sit down arrayed, it's kind of a small structure. Before you, you have the scarred Chief Cruzado that you know well, an old weathered woman, a young and strong woman, and a couple kind of young teenagers in there, a girl and a boy. And they are sitting watching you. And then Cruzado leans across, speaking directly to Timothy because he's had some interactions with him, and he says, "Do you have any rocks? The clear, shiny ones. Not gold or silver."
I, as a player, do not know if I have any rocks, clear, shiny ones, or if anybody else does either.
I don't think any of us have crystals.
No, we do not have any of these rocks of which you speak.
As a quick GM reminder, since...
You actually do.
Yeah. Since Max did nail the crystal connection there, I know that Dennis grabbed quite a few of the crystally
Sorry,
rocks.
Yes, I did.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, and now if he's going to say anything or...
Yeah, now if you're going to say anything or not, I just, you know... just
That's a different story.
Yeah. It'd be kind of pretty cool if you're... Yeah, go ahead.
I'll slip out one of the rocks, making sure that other people don't see where I take it from, and basically just chuck it in front, say, "Got that thing? Are you talking about that?"
Are you kind of pulling a sleight of hand here, trying to...
Yes, I am.
Okay, I think Kitty also had some, from my recollection, too. I don't know if that's right.
Oh, I did not remember that.
When you guys were in the canyon, I think you guys picked some up.
Mine would have been in my horse, wouldn't it? Or is this...
No, we haven't seen our horses since the canyon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you did see the horses when you were picked up by the 30 or so.
Yeah, we've seen them.
Right, right, right. But yes. He wouldn't have put the crystals in there because he wouldn't have had the opportunity to. Kitty right. wouldn't have been able to put the crystals at the horse because we have not.
Well, that's right, yeah. Because it was taken by the time he came out of the canyon.
Okay, all right. Okay. Yep. Well, then I'll.
Yes, yes.
I would also, yeah, I mean, I would open my pouch as well and show the few that I have.
Well, I'm just tossing one of the stones down. I got a 30 success on my sleight of hands, normal success.
Okay. Let's see if maybe I can...
I'll say that we found some in the canyon before you relieved us of our horses.
Okay. That was a normal success or a hard success for you, by the way?
Normal success.
Normal success. Okay. He kind of nods it, and the old woman kind of leans over to his ear, and she speaks to him, which, Timothy, you can hear is the same thing that Kitty was just saying, but in Apache. And he says, he looks up and says, "Yes, the Taboo Canyon. You have been there, yes?"
As I was saying, I believe you relieved us of our horses.
Yes. He looks down at the one stone and then looks back up at Dennis. He says, "This is all you have?"
I'm showing, I've opened my pouch. I'm showing sort of that I have, I don't know, probably two.
Yeah, three, okay. Great. He kind of puts them to the middle and says, "These are bad things. This is a bad place." He looks at Dennis one more time and then looks at each of you. "Is this all there is?"
Dennis?
What?
Dennis?
Yes.
Okay, he has
we are guests in this place. Be nice to these people.
Pulls out his pouch and scatters the stones in front of him. He's got probably about half a dozen, maybe seven, eight. So, just, you ruin it, you know that? You just ruin all the fun.
Apache kind of, Cruzado kind of cocks his head to the side and smiles a little bit. He indicates for one of the runners, the girl, to reach out, and she kind of grabs a little piece of leather, kind of bundles them up, and runs out of the tent. And Stu, you can see her.
Are they careful not to touch the crystals with their hands? When you say they pick up a piece of leather, is that to sort of throw it into, or is it that's how they pick it up too, like
yeah. So that's how she gathers them up. Whether she was being, you know, kind of super careful not to touch the hot or electrified or whatever type stones that are there, you don't know. But yes, you just grabbed them all up with a piece of leather. So, and headed out. And Stu, you can see that she, a young lady, runs out of the, runs down the wiki up and grabs a hold of the, one of the warriors that was there before, says a few words, hands in the rocks, and he quickly goes to his horse and rides down the side of the mesa. So he, Cruzado, leans back. Sort of leans in kind of expectantly. And he says to Timothy again, "Do any of you speak our language besides you?"
Not that I'm aware of. And I will turn and ask if anybody there speaks Apache.
Nope.
I think it is just me. Do you speak English?
He kind of grunts for a second. He says, "I am Taza of the Apache." He says, the blue eyes below, and he kind of makes a circle parallel to the ground and kind of points under it. "Blue eyes below have given me the name Cruzado," and he kind of makes a little X on the side of his face where his scar is. "But I am Taza, the chief of the Apache here. This is Nazca, the war chief of the Sunrise people." And he indicates the young, strong lady. "This is Goyen, a wise woman of our tribe, a shaman."
And as he's introducing, I will be nodding my head at each one respectfully.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Said, "Nazca will speak for us, and Goyen will let me know what is said." Nazca kind of bows, leans in, she begins speaking in English. She says, "What are you called?" And she looks at each of you.
I am called Timothy, and let others speak up.
I am Kitty.
Katya Volkov, mm-hmm. Distant Lands.
Call me Dennis. You want a game of cards? And
you...
Not the
you
time,
can
Dennis.
Just call me. You can just call me Doc.
She nods, kind of looks over to Taza and looks back at you and says, "Why are you here?"
"We are looking for a missing young girl, and yes, it was suggested that she may have become lost and wandered back here."
"Yeah, that's the guy outside who's all tied up, his daughter. That's why he's a bit grumpy."
"He is convinced that your people have taken his daughter, and I fear he will not be particularly open to changing his mind on that point unless we can find her."
The old lady Goyen has been muttering to Taza this whole time. When he speaks up and it gets relayed through Nazca to you, and he says, "We know him. Him we understand. We do not understand you. What is your purpose?"
"Our original reason for coming here is because the dead have risen in Stillwater."
"And keep your face blank. Go ahead."
"Oh, no, I'm just waiting to see how they respond to that."
"Yeah. Well, actually, on the way in, you guys did see two of the dead in kind of rough shape were tied to a stake out there."
"Oh, really?
Really? Oh.
Remember mm-hmm. that."
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
"Yes, we had seen strange lights over in this region and had thought that perhaps they might be responsible. That's where we met this simple farmer who was looking for his daughter. We've decided that perhaps they're related, perhaps they're not, but in any case, we're going this way anyway. We should help a fellow human out."
Again, that's relayed. And Nazca says, "Yes, we know of this sheep." And she indicates with her head the outside of the house. And about this time, you can hear a little bit of kind of whooping and some gunfire randomly outside. And Stu, as you kind of look around, you can see some of the new weapons that the Apaches were given are kind of being shot off here and there in kind of celebration. New weapons being the investigators, of course.
Being ours, yeah.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Wait, the ones new we gave them for safekeeping, not
yes, out of friendship.
As a gift.
Yeah. Well, that's what Stu sees. But you hear, yeah. So Nazca leans over and says, "Why did you enter the Taboo Canyon?"
We were following tracks down there. We were looking for the little girl. I mean, you may know it as a Taboo Canyon. For us, it was just another canyon.
We kind of look beside us, beside each other, and says, when Cruzado kind of nods at her, she says, "Now tell us what you know of the little snakes."
Very little, I'm sure. You could tell us more than we could tell you. You seem to know of them. You have a name for them.
You are friends with these snakes?
No. No, our last meeting did not was not as friendly as our meeting with you.
Yeah, they kind of nod and you can't.
For you, though, are you friendly with the little snakes?
And Crusado kind of snaps his fingers and motions for the other young boy, and he kind of steps out of the tent. And he says, "We are not friends with the little snakes."
Well, I ask because soon after we were attacked, an Apache warrior, someone who looked like of your people, appeared before us as if he was somehow connected to them, and then disappeared in a way that, you know, you're only someone who is as skilled as at being one with the shadows could do as your people.
Cruzado stiffens and Nazca leans forward. What are you saying?
Well, I'm not sure what I'm saying. If you're saying you're not friends with them, but an Apache warrior seemed to be connected with them, I don't know what to make of it. You can see that I'm clearly trying to be friendly here. We've done nothing but what you've asked, and yet there's some doubt here.
This is preposterous.
Perhaps you can help.
About this time, Stu can see the young lad coming back with a stick that's kind of been decorated. And as he ducks into the to the tent, about this time, as Taza was saying that this is preposterous. The stick has been decorated with it's got some scalps on there and three or four skins of the little snake men that have been following you around, and Taza gestures at it. And of course, this all has to go translation. We'll just skip that because you know it's going back. "We too have lost people to the little snakes. They are the center of all our problems. And you ask us if we like them. You tell us you have seen one of us with the little snakes. Ridiculous."
"I can only tell you what I saw. We are here as friends. I'm telling you what, as a friend, what I saw."
"Excuse me, yeah, does the snakes have anything to do with the people coming back to life? Or, you know, like what you've got outside and what we've seen in the town?"
"The snakes must be behind it all. Months ago, about a year of your time, they suddenly became much more active. And since then, we've had many more troubles than before." "If you had what you wanted, what would you do? If you had this man's," and again he nods through the wall to where Stu is, "daughter, what would you do?"
"Well, I assume we would continue to try to find what was bring back the dead, but I will let others speak for themselves. Certainly that is what I would do."
Yes.
Yes, I'm It's not natural what's happening to these bodies. I think what in your language you would call shaman? Is that the right word, Timothy?
Close enough.
Yeah. Yes, this is bad for all our people, our women, our children, your women, your children. Something that needs to stop. I myself have been afflicted by these lights.
He kind of nods and says, "You were here under a peace agreement. So long as you are here, the agreement holds."
Yes, but these lights don't seem to be part of the agreement. Have they affected your people as well?
We have had a party below. We came back and some of them were affected, as you say. Some were not. We were lucky that they went away. I say again, I think it must be the little snakes. We will offer you a choice. If you wish to return to the lowlands under our peace agreement, we will see you return there. Safety. Once we leave, you will be free, and our agreement will be over. If you wish to return where we found you on the mesa, the same will hold. You will be free, and we will leave you as before.
Do you know where that guy out there's daughter is? Because he believes that you guys took her.
We did not take her. We take prizes. Have her? We do not have her. We have not seen her. We take prizes such as the horses from the sheep below. Things such as that.
What do you mean below? What are you talking of?
He draws the circle again and points below it. Below where we are, the land above, the mesa, you say. If you accept our safe passage to those places, we shall keep your horses and your weapons as gifts for the peace. There is a third choice. And he leans in. If you decide to join with us to fight the little snakes, you will make a formal agreement. You will be given your horses, your belongings back, and given guides to seek them out. And we will tell you all that we know and aid you.
Well, that option, right?
Well, and I sort of will look out the tent towards Stu. I think we need to talk about something before.
I will accept that option. I will go with you.
I will as well.
Yeah. They stand up. They say, yes, you should speak amongst yourself. Your friend must be spoken to. You must vouch for him. If you do not vouch for him, and you are finished, or if you wish now, you may join us at the fire. And they stand up and they kind of walk out.
One last thing. If we were to say that we could not vouch for our friend, would you give him safe passage back to his house?
There is a pause and a cocking of the head, and said, "We will return to the lowlands, safety under the agreement."
Well, I think that solves it then.
I'm just going to walk over to the fire wherever they were pointing to and sit down.
Okay. Yeah, there's a kind of a larger fire out there that they go and make themselves comfortable at. And gesture for you to sit down.
Yep.
And
sit there for days.
Yep.
I'll head there as well.
a larger portion of the rest of the tribe is, or the rest of the band is, coming closer as well to the fire, kind of surrounding. Stu, you see all of this happening.
I will walk over to Stu with whoever wants to come with me, because this can only make it better.
I will glower at those who have who are walking over and just joining the Apache at their fire.
Is anybody joining me with Stu? I have all the fun myself.
Yeah, I think you're on your own.
Here, I'll come with you. I will.
Yeah, come, Doc. You're a respectable man. Stu, they have offered us, basically, they will give us safe passage back to your house, the town, wherever we want to go, and they will take our horses and guns as a thank you, essentially, or we can work with them to try to hunt down these lizard things who I believe may have your daughter. But there can't be any treachery, and we have to vouch for you. I guess the question is, is this something you could agree with, or I'll just trail off?
So let me get this straight. You have to do what they say, or they're going to steal all your stuff.
Yeah, I'm not in love with that part of the deal, but yes, that's it.
Yes. As you can see, Stu, we're not in very big a position to negotiate at the moment. But we have...
thereby proving his point.
We have their aid now, though. I mean, it doesn't seem that they have your daughter. I would think that you could use that rage towards the things or people that actually have your daughter.
Doesn't seem that they have my daughter. How do you know whether they do or not? How can you trust them? They're holding you for your ransom. They're ransoming you against yourself. How can you trust these people?
If they wanted to, they would have killed us already, Stu.
Well, they're just killing you in a slower way. Walk through the desert with no supplies, no horses, and no weapons and get killed by whatever's out there, or go fight for them and get killed.
Well, they did say they would escort us back there, so it's really does, you know, they don't seem to be leaving us to our fate in the desert with no
horse, with no
supplies.
Name.
Right.
Well, it looks like most of you have already made up your mind.
Oh, everybody but you, yes. But we would, you know, we don't wanna assume, and we don't wanna force you. If you wanna just call it a day and head back, and
I would hate to find your daughter, Stu, and not have you there to calm her if we find her. Or God forbid anything happens on the way back.
Can somebody please make a persuade roll?
Yeah,
let's let the doctor do that. I think I'd have the penalty die.
Oh, actually, I have 50% in. Yeah.
Oh, 48? I'll burn 8 to make that a success.
I don't trust him. I'm not sure I trust you. But I'll come with you for the moment.
Good choice, Stu. We're going to be glad to have you. He said,
lying.
Would you care to make a fast talk roll on that?
No. The doctor is glad to have him. Any additional people that can do the fighting instead of Doc is better.
Anybody who can soak up the damage around him. Yeah.
You're not the psychologist. Good. So I'll look over at Tim and kind of nod, and I think
now untie me.
That's what I was gonna do.
I will take a few steps back as this is happening. You know.
Here's the real test.
He's yeah, agreed to be I nice to them, not necessarily me, so.
I untie him. As I'm untying him, you know, I'm sorry about this whole thing, Stu. It was for the best. Trust me. When you see your daughter's eyes and you can be with her again, it'll be worth it, right?
As he punches you in the face.
He probably will.
Oh, something will be worth it. Don't you worry, Doc.
Oh, dear God. We're going to get strangled in our sleep.
Okay. So if you guys are ready, you may walk over. Again, there's kind of a larger crowd that's been gathering around the fire there where the rest are waiting for you, and they kind of make a path for you to kind of come in and sit on some blankets. Nods to you each, but especially to you. And he gestures, and from the crowd, Goyen, the old lady, brings out a pipe that has made of antler, kind of long. And he says, each of you has agreed. Is that my understanding?
To fight yes. with you more or less. Snake people?
Yes, yeah. Yep.
More or less.
I sort of glance over at Stu.
Yeah, he does wish more. Everyone to respond. If you wish, you can be returned to where in safety to where you wish, where you may stay.
I ain't going nowhere without my daughter.
He nods. He looks to you. He says, I understand your pain, but we are not the ones who took your moon and stars. Many of my people, he touches his chest, have been taken by the little snakes as well.
Well, I believe that when I see it.
At this, the pipe is lit. He takes a few puffs and passes it around solemnly to each of you. And is anyone insulting them by not having a pipe? Or I imagine it all goes smoothly. You gotta ask.
Well, I mean, for medical purposes, research and all, yes.
Yes, yes. There you go.
No, definitely smoothly from my end. I'm not trying to rock the boat or anything.
I'll partake.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds great.
You as well, Stu?
Yep.
Okay. So when all that is settled, he seems to relax a little bit. And the rest of the people kind of nod and sort of clap themselves on the backs a little bit and sort of step away. And Taza says, he rises and says, tomorrow we will get started. This evening there are some ceremonies that that must take place. And he says, your things will be returned to you. And again, he gestures and some braves looking a little sullen, bring up your weapons and return them to you. And, you know, you're shown where your horses are, picked that over there with your gear. And this is a strong bond we have now. And so for the rest of that evening, essentially, there is a point where some of the warriors who had come to take you back to the tribe were bodies that were strapped upon the legs, or strapped upon the legs. I don't know why I said that. Excuse me. Were laid across the backs of the horses, and with their legs and hands hanging down on the other side. And you kind of find out that they had also had a recent battle with the little snakes. Before they came back upon you. You know, they are a pile of sticks, a funeral pyre is set, and they are laid upon that. And Goyen kind of takes sort of a fancy club to the the two walking dead that are tied to the stake. And when they are done, they are taken and they are laid gently as well on the pyre. And it is set alight. And that evening there's dancing and singing as they send the spirits of their band back to the souls of their ancestors. Anyone want to do anything that evening or shift on to the morning?
Well, earlier that afternoon, as soon as they gave us our stuff back, in full view of them and like immediately,
sure,
I'll check over the rifle, my rifle and my revolver, make sure it's loaded, make sure it's in, you know, hasn't been sabotaged or damaged, mm-hmm, or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you make, what would that be, mechanical repair or something like that to satisfy your curiosity? I'll accept something similar if you have an option.
Well, just general knowledge of firearms would seem to be worthwhile, but that's a success on mechanical repair.
Excellent, yeah. Yeah, so you're able to verify exactly that. They've not been tampered with, though fired once or twice. You know, it'll need to be cleaned again. They are in fully functioning order.
What about the horses?
To make a big... Oh, sorry.
Sorry.
Sure, yeah, you can go have a look at the horses. They're
food, you know, saddles. Extra ammo, everything is still there?
Yes. Again, some of your ammo here and there, a few bullets were gone, but nothing was wholesale taken. You know, it's all kind of been returned to you, parts slightly used. Your saddles and gear were taken off, but they, you know, found their lying next to your horses in good shape as well. And the horses have been well cared for, additionally.
While we're on the fire, I asked them straight out. It's like, so do you know how these lizard creatures are causing the people to come back from the dead?
I'm sorry, what's the question? How they're doing it?
Yeah, how, do they know how the lizard people are doing it? I mean, have you seen what's been happening that causes these monstrosities?
And small Apaches are just using some Apache magic.
They will turn to look at you and give you a bit of a squint when you say that. But they'll say, no, but it must be them. They are the only, we understand, you know, the rabbits and the beasts on the mesa. We understand the birds that fly on the mesa. We understand where to find water. But we do not understand the little snakes. It must be them. Again, their activity picked up right around the same time our troubles began in earnest.
Okay, well, then I'll go and check my horse. And the first thing I do with my horse is get the bottle and fill up my little flask and take a big swig.
Ah, you are able to.
Excellent. Now I feel right with alcohol in my system.
So I think what I want to do, Steve, is I'll ask them if they have anybody in camp that needs any, you know, medical help. If they want, I would be more than happy to help with some of my supplies, treat any of their sick or wounded.
They will kind of nod to you. It's much appreciated. And, you know, there were a couple that were in that same party that were out, that were injured with their fight before they came upon you, came back to you. So you can take a look at some of that, make some, or a medicine roll. We'll just kind of do a general one to see how well you do.
Ooh, 22. That's a hard success.
Nice, yeah. So they, you know, they weren't quite expecting the medicine you have, and it proves well. They are appreciative.
Some gauze, some bandages.
Yeah, exactly.
Know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Something
some good,
clean.
Some good bedside manner.
Yeah,
it'll be okay. Don't worry.
That's the best thing right there, I think. Yes. Yeah, would anybody else like to do anything before the morning?
I was tempted to raise a stink about why they don't have my horse, but...
Oh! Nice.
Just check on Stu. Is he still injured?
I have to ask Stu. He was in quite a brawl there.
Yeah, but I was knocked out. So twice.
Yeah. Mostly his pride.
I'm only down two hit points. Yeah. It's not, I'm not worried about it.
He might be injured from something before too, is what I was saying. You guys did have a couple of run ins.
Nope.
Well, I'll grab my bedroll and find a place to sleep, I think. Well, they've got rituals, don't they?
Yeah, it's they're sending these members of their band off in kind of grand style. So they'll, they won't be up all night long, but there'll be some fires and, like I said, some ritual dancing and singing, and then just some kind of sitting around. There may be a bottle or two of their own that they've kept that they'll share out.
So I assumed I learned Apache because I met them in my former occupation, and I will
as a sit and bartend? Talk to
the former.
Okay.
I assume I will just chat with them in Apache and share mm-hmm. stories, but I will try to see if they have any intel on the little lizards. Like, I'll share what little I know about them and how they fight and see if they have any insights.
Sure. Yeah. It, they are a bit surprised and really appreciate it when you speak to them in their language. You know, not too many of them actually speak a different tongue. So, you can sit down and kind of be friendly with them, and they will as well. I think the intent is to kind of cover things more completely in the morning, kind of that, after all this stuff is done, but they'll trade a few stories with you about, how they have been attacked from out of the grass sometimes. And,
that's fine. Yep.
Yeah. Things like that. So the night goes on, and, everyone is tired in the morning. There's, kind of what, again, you guys are fed and, well taken care of. And, you meet again, this time out upon the, again, closer to the main fire where you can stretch out. And there are some other warriors or other tribal members sitting there. And they say, so, what things do you know about the little snakes? It is time to share knowledge. Tell us what you know and we can tell you better what you do not know.
We know very little. They attacked us as we were walking in this area searching for our horses.
Mm-hmm.
There was some kind of larger snake creature that seemed to be directing them, and an eagle from above attacked us.
Their eyes kind of widen at the eagle. Kind of look to each other and say, oh, that is new. That is new.
And they may be in control of something that's causing the fireworks.
They kind
the
of
bright
nod.
Lights in the sky.
Mm-hmm. They kind of nod. They say, again, we had a few of us who have been below the mesa have seen those lights. Mostly we do not see them from here. But yes, we're sure the little snakes are behind it all. So first, they are foul to eat. Do not try. They're evil spirits will ruin the taste and find no nourishment. For their part, they will eat anything. And I'm afraid, and he looks again over to Stu, that those of us who have lost loved ones, those of us who have been taken, are possibly already filling the bellies of the beasts.
Damn savages eating people? Why would we eat people? Why do you eat people? Damn savages.
And he kind of looks sideways and rolls his eyes to his head as if saying, the peace, and then looks down and goes on, says, we are not sure how they move around. Their tracks are all over the mesa, many more than there used to be. They look like little feet. Have you seen them?
Have we?
That's a good question. Have we seen them?
That is a yes.
Oh, sorry, yes. Yeah, we, that's why we went down into the Forbidden Canyon.
That's right.
We were following little feet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And didn't we follow it into the cave? Didn't we follow it into a cave?
The canyon, yes. There was a cave in the back. In fact, that is...
The crystal cave, maybe.
Mm. Yeah. Well, the crystals were out by a wagon.
Oh, okay.
The cave was kind of dark, and it had... there were some signs drawn on the wall, and there were some small kind of holes that were in there. Similar to what you guys saw when you tried to smoke out the Apache you saw earlier yesterday. Yes.
Question, do we get our crystals back?
Sent down to the canyon.
Yes. He says, I'm afraid we are not friends if you take those crystals. They are evil things. You are better without them.
Okay.
Yeah, don't worry, Mr. Swindle. You can go get them later.
So they say. Yes. So we have seen their tracks across the mesa. Often they disappear into the tall grass or emerge out. We think they have burrows that we have found, little holes in the rock that we think they are traveling. Some are larger than others. In fact, two warriors we sent down there, or that went down there one time, never came back. Could be the, it was just dangerous down in the dark holes, but we have covered them up and never gone back ourselves. The last thing you may not credit, but the little ones have their own sun now. It's there beyond the mountains. We have sent, when we first saw it, it's actually within the mountains. When we first saw it, some warriors went to investigate and they came back blind. They have not seen again. We do not go near that god of theirs, that power.
You mean sudden, like, and I point to the sun in the sky?
Yes, within the mountains.
Okay.
If you wish, we can show it to you.
The one that we don't go near because we end up blind, you can show that one to us?
You can see it from afar. But...
Okay.
Yes. Yes. We'll give you guides and the two children that were inside the, or teenagers that were inside the Wikiup. Are there with them. He says, this is Alan and Ekta and Nana. And he gestures to the warrior leader who was in charge of the 30 or so warriors that brought you into the tent. The three of these will go with you and help you on your way, show you safe paths, things you want to see. You will go quicker and easier with them. And if you find something significant, they will return to us. And we can come and help you.
That is an odd way to fight side by side.
It's not efficient to send all the warriors out.
Just the bait.
Do you wish to change our agreement?
I think you have changed our agreement.
It is not so. We do fight side by side.
You said we would go and fight side by side against the snake people.
We did not say you should attack once you find something. We'll continue looking as well.
Okay. As long as we're clear.
Indeed we are. Kaza's word is good. How do you wish to begin?
You are going to send guides and we're going to go look at places that they know and we don't. So we will follow their lead.
Yes, where you think we should go. You know this area better than we do. We will go.
We have not had much luck. I mean, you've heard what we know.
What do you know of the...
We can take you to a... go ahead. I'm sorry. You had a question.
What do you know of this... this tunnel that near where we had our fight with the snake people just before we can sort of describe the location as best I can. Mm-hmm. There seemed to be a tunnel with we tried to smoke out somebody who appeared to be a member of your band, but perhaps wasn't. But there were the snake people and the eagle all there. Do you know anything of this series of tunnels?
He says yes.
Where it might go?
Well, like I said, at first, when we had the idea that might be how they're getting around, we sent a few warriors in. But when they did not come back, we found it the policy to cover these up with rocks and bury them when we come across them. If there was one that near you, I do not doubt that it was used that way. It might be wise to go cover it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, on the mesa. So, yeah, you can probably do that. I'm sure the signs of the fighter are still there.
This is good news or good intelligence.
So they have, you've said they have some sort of son of their own and I will sort of point, which direction is that? And I'm looking at the map as I ask this, Steve.
Sure. So it is to the west on the other side of Deep Canyon there. Let me get...
And we're on Standing Rock, right?
No, you're beyond Standing Rock. You're kind of up beyond beyond the map. Kind of up where all that grassland is. Kind of on the back side of the mesa is where you are. So the area where the sun is over to the left of Deep Canyon. And if you can see where those topo lines get closer together, that's where the area starts rising into the mountains again. And there's a there's one tall that's not too far from where they are now that can kind of look into some of the shorter mountains. And that's not the one where the sun is, but that's one they're indicating that you can see it from if you want to go.
Have you seen these fireworks that we spoke of yesterday before?
What do you mean before?
Yesterday. We spoke of them yesterday.
Yes, but I mean, when you say before, do you mean
recently? Sorry, let me say it must be my 20 in Apache. Have you seen these fireworks? Have you seen fireworks launched off? Bright lights in the sky.
Yes, we're aware of them. We don't go below. We've only had one band go below. When they were raiding during one of the fireworks displays, but we're aware of them.
So you think the fireworks are being launched from down below and not up above here?
That's where we saw them from. We have heard them before when we've been out on the mesa, but
There have been no reports of the fireworks. The closest we've gotten were the band that was down below that time that they have seen them. It makes sense that they were launched from below, because that is where, you know, our warriors were affected when they came back.
Okay.
Do you think?
Well, if I was launching fireworks and I could do it from a height, I would think that you'd get more of a spread. And it would seem like if they had these fireworks and they were launching them from wherever they are, wherever they live, they wouldn't go all the way down to the lowlands from wherever they are, unless they're already on the lowlands.
Quick question. Oh, they've got exits on the lowlands. Quick question. The sun, I'll point off in the direction that he was talking about, the sun that's in the ground in that direction. Can I sort of figure out, is that actually going towards the village, the township, or away from the township?
The township being Stillwater, where you guys were
before?
Yeah. Since you guys are so far northerly, it's kind of generally towards the town, which is to the south, but it would also wind up being west.
Would that be in the right direction that we saw the fireworks coming from? Generally?
What you guys remember, you discovered a launch site on below the mesa, not a real long way from Stu's house, that you think the fireworks were shot off from. And then later, when you were up on the mesa, a few nights later, I think, you thought that you saw some being shot off from possibly on top of the mesa, on the southern edge of the mesa. So that's two different locations.
Okay, yeah. Okay, cool. I must not have been here for that first one. Mm-hmm.
So generally, real quick, for you, Sean, Taza's a little confused. He doesn't know much about the fireworks to begin with. It seems like a long way from him.
So apparently I also, even though I was here, forgot that we had found a launching spot below the mesa and top of the mesa. So clearly they go some distance. So I wouldn't have, had I as the character remembered, as a player remember that, the character wouldn't have asked those questions.
Sure.
So I suppose we should just head towards the sun. That's the clearest indication of where they might be.
Mm, I tend to
agree. Have any other, you all know this area better than anybody. If you have no sense of where they are, I guess that's the only direction we have that might be of interest.
He nods and says, "It is dangerous." Very well. Would anybody else like to add anything to it? Are you all agreed?
Sure. I'm definitely agreed. Sorry about the hiccuping, but I'm agreed.
Okay.
I am muted, but I'm also agreed.
Excellent. Yep.
I'm just a cleric, so.
Oh, that's a good point, though. How much? It's one hit point per overnight sleep.
Yeah, if it's 1d4.
It's 2 points per overnight sleep, right? Mm. I think it wasn't on the character sheet. On the
semi pulp.
Well, the
sheet says it's 2 hit points per day.
Right, and then first aid D4, medicine D4.
Right, I already got it first dated though, and then
so
yeah. So
I'm pretty sure the last couple times we were doing 2 hit points per rest.
Yeah, that's great. Sounds thanks.
Familiar. Yeah, and he will offer to let you guys stay if you wish, to, you know, get full strength before you head out.
It's oh, not that it's you super know, actually,
leisurely, but it just makes sense before you go out.
I know what happened. I never got first dated for Stu punching me.
I think I failed my first aid roll, I think was the issue.
Yeah.
It's been a couple of nights too, anyway.
So take that into account.
Okay.
Yeah, because we traveled for a couple days to get here, or at least one night.
Okay, so you guys are well provisioned. Did you want to stay any longer, or is it you want to go ahead and set off?
Nope, we want to get to work. Enough of this talking.
All right. You mount up, and the young kids, Elon and Ekta, who are a bit excited, go with you, and so does Nana. So they take you kind of around the edge of the mesa, sort of starting from where they are. And there's a mountain that's not too difficult to climb that you're able to get up there. We'll just kind of fast forward this a little bit. It won't take so long in the mesa. So at about the end of the or just before the end of the next day, you guys are kind of up to a high spot, and Ekta points out kind of to within the mountain range and says, there. And sure enough, you can see there's a large sort of glowing gold spot kind of in the middle of a mountain.
When you say in the middle of the mountain, you mean like partway up on the side?
I meant to say within the middle of the kind of small mountain range. So it seems to be on top of a mountain. Sorry.
Okay. And is there anything geologically speaking that might explain this to Katya?
It's like nothing you've ever seen before, but you can make a... geology roll?
I will fail my geology roll.
Okay. So, yeah, you've seen nothing like that before, and you're not sure quite what it may be.
Okay. Sounds reasonable.
Yeah. As you guys stay at the top of the mountain and kind of watch it as the sun is going down, you actually see the glow kind of get dimmer and dimmer as the night comes on. And
the glow gets dimmer as the night comes on.
It does. It does. Oh, it was very bright during the day, and it got dimmer.
Interesting. And so,
sort of difficult to see where it was.
Weird.
Could it be some sort of reflection rather than... Yeah, you know, like a mirror or something.
Are you discussing them amongst yourselves, or?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. Yeah, I'm asking the group.
Mm-hmm.
Could it be some sort of mirror, guys, or something? Something reflecting the light.
Reflecting which light? The sun's.
The sun's light, yeah, because it got dimmer as the sun went down.
Mm. Is it completely gone now?
Sorry, I went on mute for a second. Yes, you can. You can still see the mountain, but it has it kind of dimmed and dimmed, and you could kind of see its faint outline, and now it blends in with the rest of the mountain.
That seems possible.
What if it was just a larger version of those crystals we found?
Another type of mirror, a big piece of mica.
Exactly. So it's a light. We see the light reflecting off of it. And maybe I will turn to Kitty and Dennis. Is there anything unusual you remember about the pieces that you found in terms of how they caught the light or anything like that?
It's a good question. Do I, Sean?
Yep. Same here. Do I?
You mean Steve? Do you remember anything you particular?
Mean, yes, yeah. I do mean Steve.
Yes, yeah. You do remember. Yes. Very important things that solve everything.
Sorry, there's some player conversation going on there. I want to make sure I'm not jumping in. Anybody else want to make some kind of geology? Is that possible as you guys discover this? Is it anything other than like base of 1%? Anybody have something?
No.
No.
I've got appraisal. Appraise.
Okay.
I also have 5% in appraise.
I've got 35% in
Concha,
appraise.
Don't you have
some? I have geology, but he said anyone else. I'm assuming that my failed role previously is somehow.
Well, you know that the other stuff sparkled, right? The gems that you had or the crystals that you had were sparkly in the sun. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, you don't think that they would sparkle like this normally. What I'm asking on the appraise is to see if you can make a guess at something besides those crystals.
Okay.
Or something may have been done to those crystals or something along those lines.
Well, I rolled a 02.
Ah, well, there you go. Yeah, as you guys are discussing about it, yeah, it's it doesn't seem to behave like the crystals. They were sparkly for a different reason. They weren't like brightly glowing like this. And but it could be, you know, some sort of crystal deposit, you know, like if it was an enormous chunk of like silver or gold or something that was all kind of veined in that area that suddenly became exposed, you know, maybe something like that. I mean, I don't know. It doesn't look like what you saw before, but maybe.
Hey guys, if that was some sort of crystal deposit or silver or gold, you know, a large area of large quantities in one area, that could be what's causing the reflection.
That would be worth a fortune.
You guys can discuss into the night.
I'm muted again. How far away is this?
From where you are here, it's about another day on horseback. Mm-hmm.
Did the I'm asking our guides probably mm-hmm. through Tim, I guess, or through Doc. Did mm-hmm. The warriors who went and were blinded, did they go by day or by night?
They climbed the mountain during the day to have a look.
Perhaps by night one could approach.
Perhaps. Another day we'll see is at the bottom of the mountain.
Oh, so we'd already planned to get closer. I see.
Well, someone asked how long that would take.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Why don't we travel for another day and then travel up there at night?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. We shouldn't try to go up there during the day. That's just, we already know that doesn't work well.
Right. Yeah, I'm wondering if there's a way to get inside. Is it possible? Oh no, it's because it disappears. Yeah. If this mountain is hollow, perhaps if there's a way to travel within as opposed to on top.
I'm sorry. Was that a question for your guides, or are you discussing amongst yourselves?
Yeah. Well, for the party as a group as a whole, but including the guides. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They certainly talked about tunnels and so forth.
Yeah, and that's what they'll, you know, bring up again, kind of generally shrugging their shoulders, but, you know, talk about, you know, it's possible with the tunnels, you know, maybe, I don't know.
Looking around towards the hill, what would be the best sort of path, the easiest path for us to travel? I mean, does it look like it's clear terrain going down there?
With the guides, you're moving a lot easier. You know, they know a few spots, and yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, about a day is a good guess.
Yeah, I think let's stick with the guides and above ground.
Yeah.
And you could always, you know, postpone that if you were wanting to. I don't know. You mentioned something about getting there in the day and waiting till night or something like that, or
going up the mountain by night, perhaps.
Yeah. If you wanted to delay a little bit to get yourself there in the evening, you could always do that. Or you could get there a little bit early and, you know, whatever. You can play. You have a little bit of leeway.
We don't have a schedule. We have no schedule at all.
Yeah, there you go.
We are merely exploring to see what we find.
We just have to make sure to try to save somebody's daughter. I look over at Stu.
And it's taken an awful long time to do it.
Well, you're the one who waited 3 weeks before going out.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. It's a good night punching all around. Okay.
No response from Stu?
Just trying that. Not verbally. Katya's a woman. Not going to punch her in the face. Not yet.
Not yet, right. Eventually, there'll be a good chance to just sort of duck aside and let her take the damage, but...
Okay. So you guys want to travel on the next day?
Sure.
Yep.
Okay. How about maybe some tracking rolls as you just go along? Or maybe spot hiddens would be better, I guess.
Spot hiddens.
Hard success.
Okay.
A zero, two again.
So I had an extreme spot hidden and a hard track.
Okay. So, you know, with that information, as you get closer, you do, in fact, see a higher concentration of the little feet that you had seen before. And, you know, like I said, they never really kind of went away, but you see just more of them and less of the moccasins or the horse feet, the hooves that you had been there before. And you can definitely see what the hard track roll there that they generally are heading in this direction. But some of these also, in addition to the small ones, have a few sort of human-sized ones with kind of strange tips, like, I don't know, climbing shoes or some marks on the fronts and the backs. So you continue on. Do you wish, like, how do you wish to approach it at this point? There, you know, there'll be. Go ahead.
I definitely want to find a place to get some height and look down so that we're not surprised by an ambush of these people as we were before. So I will try to climb some little something along the way to do that.
Okay.
I might do the same a little bit closer and get sort of set myself up in a sniper position.
So okay.
If anything runs out, I can shoot at them.
So do you mean you guys are going to get high to a spot in the mountain that seems defensible? Is that...
No.
Yep.
I mean that we're approaching the foot of the mountain, right?
Yeah.
So before we get there, I want to climb a tree or a smaller hill or a chimney. I don't know what kind of terrain we're in, and look down at the place where we're headed, at the base of the mountain, to see if I see a camp, to see if I see some sign that we're about to get ambushed or something like that. Mm. I'm looking. I just want to scout from afar.
Sure. So... why don't you give me a spot hidden? Okay. A good thing, and then maybe, well, we'll see what happens.
Normal success on spot.
Okay, let's get some kind of a luck roll, I think.
I will get a hard success on luck.
Okay. So as you're looking down there on the side of the mountain, you do in fact see a few small dark shapes kind of moving around from time to time. They don't necessarily look like they're heading towards you, but they are kind of, you know, on the mountain. And as you see it, they follow kind of the general direction of the tracks that you had seen before.
All right, I will come down and say, it seems like they are out and about. I saw them over on that side of the mountain following this track, I guess, that goes up the mountain, presumably.
Yeah, it kind of goes up around to one side, but it's, you know, certainly scalable.
We should be cautious as we approach. I think they will be, they will hear us eventually, and perhaps they even have guards. I don't know. I didn't see anyone keeping watch, but.
How far away are they?
You might be able to hit one.
What's the range on your rifle there? Is that what you're thinking?
Nope.
I'm thinking that.
I was just thinking, how long is it going to take me to get there?
Right, okay. So it's, you know, it was about a day. So, you know, you're getting on into kind of the later portion of it right now. It'll probably be dark by the time. I mean, are you trying to follow the way they were going, or are you trying to kind of avoid on a different part of the mountain, or like what do you mean get there?
At this point, I'm just trying to get to them. I just want to get to them and start killing them and find my daughter.
Gotcha.
I've had enough of this pansy pussyfooting around.
Can I get myself in a position so I can take a shot at one of these creatures? My range is 60 on my rifle.
60.
There were many of them. We're not, well, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, they're probably, you're not real close to them. They're probably, you know, a few hundred yards away. If you're getting up on the tree to see them on the side of the mountain, they're not going to be probably within rifle range, but you could move closer, or maybe, you know, perhaps sit near the trail or get within range of, you know, not a trail, but where you saw the, they seem to generally be going, and kind of put yourself in a good position there, kind of like hunters do.
That's what I'll do. I'll get myself into a spot there and hide.
Okay. Are you guys going to, I don't know, wait to see what happens, or camp for the night? Or some people were talking about going up to see the sun. I don't know.
I thought we were going to camp for the day.
Oh, okay. So this is so you're not actually getting there that evening.
Well, I don't know. I mean, we're certainly not going up to look at the sun by day. I think we're getting
down to the bottom of the big hill. I think by.
Well, does it make sense to go down to the bottom of the hill by day when they will see us? Why don't we? I mean, if we're close enough now, we could start off in the. We could rest now, and go in the evening, and then walk up at night.
In the dark when we can't see them?
Yeah, when we won't end up blind.
So you said we're only a few hundred yards away from where they are, Steve?
From where you saw them kind of going up, but, you know, they were kind of beginning on the mountain. I mean, it depends on where you guys want to be. I thought you guys were kind of right up next to it, and there was talk about doing it at night, and, you know, about a day, I thought you guys would be ready to be pushing on, and you know, the Katya was basically scouting ahead before you kind of made that final push to get there. They're, you know, they weren't far up the mountain when you saw them. I'd say a few hundred yards away. Yeah.
Okay, well then I'm just gonna go up the mountain.
Okay.
Quietly go up the mountain, yeah.
Okay.
And keep an eye out, rifle ready. Keep an eye out.
So again, I mean, mountains are kind of big things. You can either kind of follow gently where they were going, or you can avoid them. You know, I mean, I'm not. How are you guys doing? It sounds like Stu may be directly following their trail. Is that it? Or
yep.
Okay. Yep.
And I'm going to be off to the side, say on the left-hand side a little bit, trying to basically keep cover, but following Stu.
Okay.
And I guess I will follow with them.
Yeah, previously I'd been pretty close to saying, well, I want to be right there for Stu, but having been punched, savagely kicked by him, I'm going to give a little more distance this time.
I kind of want to stick with just the largest amount of meat shields.
Even if those meat shields are walking directly into the line of fire.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so is that everybody?
I'm definitely hanging back and trying to be sort of off to the side. I don't have much luck with fighting. I'm really actually, I would actually look for an alternate path up the mountain that's not following their trail and right into this combat.
Okay, moving away from like their line of sight, right?
Yeah.
So, someone's probably going to have to stay with the horses, so one of the kids will do that.
Horses are so much trouble. I don't know why anyone has them.
And you have one of the other young scouts, and I forgot what their names were again. I think Elon, and then Nana is the older one. Where would you like to kind of send those guys around?
Okay, where to follow me? Because I'm going up around the left. I don't think anybody else is coming with me, so I'll have one of the scouts with me.
I think you're going pretty much with Stu, though, right? Katya's the one who's kind of generally not going near you guys.
I'm going with Stu, but I'm off to the side in the rubble because I don't want to be directly with Stu.
Okay. I got you. And so Katya is the only one that's basically going away. Dennis is going to try to flank one side of the mountain, yep, however he can. And yep. Katya is going up out of sight on the other side, right? Okay. Yep. Since Stu's up, there was a really good tracking roll rolled before. Why don't you give me another spot hidden as you creep along as the sun is now going down, and carefully pick your way along the side of the mountain. It's not really a trail, but you're following these tracks and the scrub bushes there.
Hard success.
Okay, so you are able to follow them, and what you're able to find as you kind of get up and kind of look around, and it seems like they kind of disappear at this sort of landing level, and you kind of come back and you see some brush has kind of been thrown against the side of the mountain here a little bit, and you move it aside, and there appears to be something like a metal door there.
I will go open it.
Okay.
Strange place to put a bank vault.
And Katya, for your part, you know, you're making pretty good progress kind of moving around. You have now left their line of sight and are progressing well away.
Okay.
Guys, give me one second here. I lost track of something. Okay, there it is, the second.
It's a little odd to me that they didn't already know this was a, well, I guess they did know this was a complete place of of snake people, but it seemed to me that when he said it was a waste to send out the warriors, mm-hmm. but of course they know exactly that there's a whole mess of the snake people here, and it would not have been a waste at all to send out the warriors. They could have just come here and attacked them, and
mm-hmm.
So they're obviously just scared.
Yeah. So, okay. Okay, so as you enter, let me get this one up here. What you see are some very smooth tunnel that seems very ancient, has been here, and it's actually warmer than you believe that it should be as you come in. And it actually climbs in kind of, there's no stairs, but like I said, it's kind of smooth as if it were cut into the stone. And instead of going down, it actually climbs higher into the mountain. So as you guys go on, you can, is everyone kind of coming in behind Stu? That's my understanding. Because yeah, Dennis, you're either going to have to.
Yep.
Nothing yep. has happened, right? So.
Yeah. Yep. So coming mm-hmm. up behind Stu.
Okay. So, what do we got here? Might be good to put this down. We got Dennis, or rather Stu out front, Dennis behind him. Who else you got there? Kitty, or is that what I heard? Timothy?
Yep, Kitty will come up.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, and Katya's off by herself.
How did it happen?
Why don't we say we've got...
If Katya is all...
I was going to say that, why don't we just say that Sam went with her? Or you can go as well if you want, Doc.
Sure. How about that? Even it out a little bit.
Okay.
Then we can be alive to report back to the...
Okay.
Eventually, somebody's got to go collect that reward.
Right.
Be more of it.
Still got the receipt.
So, as you come up that very smooth tunnel and come around, you begin to smell a very strong smell of snake or reptile, like you smell to those entrances or little burrows that you had found before. You come around. Let's get listen rolls.
Listen roll. Ooh, 13, which I presume is a success of some kind.
66.
Hard success.
My listen, I don't think it's that good.
Ooh, nice.
No, I found my listen.
Hard success.
Okay, so you guys, as you creep along, Stu, did you pass?
No, I failed badly.
Okay. Well, that's okay. Someone along the line is, you know, able to grab your shoulder a little bit before you go on in. But you're able to hear some sounds up ahead of little kind of high-pitched kind of squeaks and things like that.
Perfect. It's the tiny Apache. I go and shoot.
Okay. Start charging in. As you come around the corner, you see four of those little bitty snake people.
I will be right behind him.
Okay.
I'll be a little further behind.
Likewise.
Was that Katya? Katya's out on the other side of the mountain, right?
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Just a little further behind.
Yeah, yeah, the, quite a bit.
Dennis is right behind Stu.
Okay.
Kitty is right behind Dennis, using him as a convenient shield.
And I'm right behind
Kitty. And I'm using Stu.
Okay, so there's five of those. Sorry, go ahead.
And I'm right behind Katya.
So there's five of those things as you come up out of the hole there in a kind of a larger oval shaped room. It's got a couple openings here and there, and one or two seem to be turned towards you, and a couple of them are kind of just jumping around and seem kind of surprised at you. You want to pick one out and give it a shot?
That's what I'm here for.
All righty. See what you got.
I got... How much luck do I... Oh, no. I'm not going to... No, I miss.
Okay. Your shot echoes off the side of the hill. And we are now in dex order as those things charge at you. So, Kitty, you're kind of pushing up behind, but I'm going to say since Stu just rushed on in, gave you and Dennis room to kind of file in, so you're able to kind of get your shot off early. You may attack.
That's to Dennis, is it?
To Kitty.
Okay, so I can attack.
Yeah, you have an 80 dex. Dennis has 75.
Yep. Okay, yep. Sure thing. I'll take aim at one of these things. Let's see, I'm going to... Yeah, why not? I'll do my Can I do my multiple firing in a round trick here?
I believe so. Okay. Are you going to be doing the fanning thing, or you're doing the three shots with no? I think it goes three shots with no penalty die. Is that how it goes?
Yeah, I think so. For me, with my talent.
Okay. How are you going to distribute all at one, or kind of?
You tell me. I'll shoot at three of them. Yeah, why not? Let's see if three I can do ones. That.
Okay.
Because it's cool. So the first one was a hit. Second one, hard success. Not that matters. Third one is a miss. So this is 1d10 plus 2, so that's going to be 8 points for the first shot, and very nice, 11 for the second.
Okay. So one of them, you blow its little head off, and the other one, you kind of blast him a chunk out of his chest, and he kind of drops. Spins around and lays flat down, face down. Dennis, you will be up next.
Okay, I am going to shoot. I've still got my rifle loaded and ready, so I'll use that.
Okay.
So that is a 27, which is definitely a success. Is that a hard success? I'm not sure. No, it's not a hard success.
Okay, let's get some damage.
Okay. 1d10 plus 4. 10 points of damage.
Okay, that's another one that gets blasted, undoubtedly. His little arm goes flying off and a chunk of his chest. At this point, one of the two of them kind of veers away after having his things go so poorly to begin with, and one of them continues on to attack. He'll try to jump at Stu, who's still at the front there. Would you like to dodge or fight back, Stu? He's coming in with his mouth.
Awkward. I will be fighting back with the butt end of my Henry rifle, and I will miss.
Okay. He kind of goes soaring past you a little bit. We have the other one is scurrying to a hole in the back of the room. Let me see. Yes. So who's next after that guy? You're up to. Got a big list here. Katya's not there. Those people are there. Stu, you're back up.
Sorry, Steve, am I not in the rotation?
Did I miss you back? Or the Stu's at a 60.
I'm at a 70.
You're at a 70? I'm sorry, I must have missed you. I think everybody in a big list. So, yeah, I'm sorry, Timothy, I missed you there. So, go ahead. Timothy gets to go first. There's one that's kind of disappearing towards the back, and then there's one that is kind of still near the front. So you
I'm going to load all three. I'm throwing all three shots at the one trying to escape to the hole.
Okay, and you don't have the thing that Kitty's got, right?
I do have exactly that thing.
Do you? Okay.
Yeah. Success, failure, success. And sorry, what's the damage? It's D10 plus something. Yeah, D10 plus 2. So a 7 plus a 12, 19.
Nice. So that is another one that, actually absolutely explodes. So, Max, to answer your question, the first round was just a surprise round where Stu just came in blasting.
Gotcha.
And this is the first time around. And I think you're still on the side of the mountain with Katya and Sam. So you're not even in here.
Okay, good. Just making sure.
Yeah. Gotcha. So, the room is now empty, and what would you like to do?
Wait, is there still one more alive?
Still in Dex order. He beat feet for the hole behind it.
That's the one I just got blown up.
That's the one I just killed.
There were five total, right? So one of them went down and got knocked unconscious with only one hit point. Three of them got taken out, and then the other one was able to kind of scurry away because you took all that damage was on one shot, right? Or one of them?
Sorry, but before I went, you said there were two still standing, one that was attacking Stu and one that was beating feet for the hole. I unloaded all of my damage on the one beating feet for the hole, so there still should be one in front of Stu right now. Unless I misheard you somewhere.
Well, one tried to take. Okay, so you specifically were going for the one. Okay, that's what I didn't hear. You specifically were going for the one who was out the hole.
He was running away.
Oh, yeah, no, I definitely I definitely said I was shooting just for that one because I knew he was going to warn them. There's still one in front of Stu.
There is still one in front of Stu. You are absolutely right. And
as if all this gunfire ringing around in the chambers.
Right.
Exactly. No, I recognize that it's a faint hope, but at least they won't be able to say how many there are. And
speaking of Stu, you have an opportunity to return a bite if you like.
I would not like to return a bite.
Okay. Apparently they taste horrible.
Yes, they've been told that.
I am not a savage. I will... since I am engaged in fisticuffs with this little thing, I will try to strike him with the butt end of my Henry rifle and miss.
Okay. Little guy's going to try to fight back with a bite, and he gets a hit. So that's going to be can I get a con roll from you, please?
I think pretty sure that's a success. That's a success.
Normal. I need to know what kind. Normal success. Okay, you are bitten hard and it hurts more than it should. as you feel some poison coursing into your veins for 5 points of damage.
Of course. Mm-hmm. I will cry out in an appropriate amount of pain.
Excellent. So, Kitty, we're back at the top.
Okay. Is there just the one that's trying to eat Stew?
There's a few bodies laying all around the cave, and there's one trying to eat Stew, yes.
I guess I will.
He is very close to him, though, so.
So I'm going to, I'll take careful aim here and just fire one shot.
Okay.
And I will roll a 98.
well, which is that a jam, actually?
Is not, that a no, it's, so it's not technically a fumble because my firearm skill is over 50. Mm-hmm. And it's not a malfunction because it's a 99 on this gun. So,
okay.
So, so lucky.
Very desperate miss.
I can make a luck roll. If,
that's what I was about to say. So, I think, yeah, it doesn't happen right then, but...
I mean, I have 91 in luck, so if I fumble this, then...
There you go.
Sorry, Jim. I didn't fumble it, but I did fail my luck roll of 91 with a 94.
Ouch. I believe he's going to need to take a little bit of damage.
Oh, great. I'm going to get a reputation for...
killing your friends.
Shooting you in the back.
Just killing everyone, yeah.
Sure he'll blame me. Well, I didn't see who it was, so...
Oh, that's good. Whew. Hopefully the poison will kill him. And then... Do you want me to roll damage? Or?
Yeah, that's. I'm sorry, that's what I had said before.
You're keeping me in suspense here.
Okay, I only rolled a 2, so that's 4 points.
Ouch.
But that's it? You're blasting my little creatures left and right. Pieces are flying all over, and one of you guys finally got hit with something, and it's 4 points of damage? Ah! Okay, sorry. Good job staying up, Stu. Not a con roll, right?
No.
Okay. Okay, so Dennis, you're up.
Can I pull... actually, I'll slam the butt of my rifle into the creature.
Okay. I'm going to attempt to... fight back on that.
I think you're the second melee attack on this creature, right? This round?
No, because Kitty kicked it off, and then we...
Oh, that's right. Okay, so it'll be Stu that gets a bonus on it.
Okay, I rolled a 96.
A 96, okay.
What is your fighting skill?
My fighting brawl skill is 25.
So that's a fumble.
How do we deal with fumbles here? Is that a gun goes flying out of your hands kind of thing? You said you were trying to hit him with the butt of your gun, right?
Accidental discharge.
Yeah. Accidental
discharge. No. It's
or he smashes it on the floor and breaks it up.
Yeah.
It. Yeah. It's a Springfield rifle. It only does one every 4. I have to reload it every time I shoot. So it couldn't be an accidental accidental fire.
So I think I'm going to say I like the one about how since you were trying to smash him that you kind of smash it on the floor and you'll be at a penalty dice to use that from now on because it's kind of...
Until I can get it repaired.
Yeah. No.
Yep.
Smashed up the stock and everything. In the meantime, you also have some teeth sink into you. And can I get a con roll from you?
Okay, so con, where's my con? Okay. 94.
That sounds
that's
like
definitely
you have
not a success. That's a fact.
Poison, yeah. Poison coursing through your veins as well as you take 5 points of damage from the bite.
Oh, just wait. 5 points of damage? I was on 11, so that's just under my half damage. So lucky.
Right. Okay, so we got Timothy, you're up next.
I guess I will take a... Has this thing been wounded at all?
This one, no.
All right, I will take 3 shots at this one.
Now, as you just saw, just to let you know, those are going to be a little bit dangerous being so close to the gang here, particularly Stu. Or actually, particularly Dennis right now. But go ahead. Tell me what you got.
Oh, wait. So are they surrounding it? Are they... I'm not going to shoot in... Unlike Kitty, I'm not going to shoot one of our people.
Well, it just sank its teeth into Mr.
Into
Swindell.
Dennis. Yeah, so he's kind of hopping all back right and forth one way or another. So.
Well, then I guess I will try to draw my Bowie knife and go in for it. I don't know if I can do that in this round or if I have to wait till next round. It's up to you.
I think switching out a weapon like that, yeah, I think we'll be able to get in there next round. We'll take.
Okay.
A little bit. And so now this little guy is going to go and he's going to try to take another bite out of Dennis. With you going to fight back or are you going to dodge Dennis?
I'm going to fight back. Okay. Basically hit it with the rifle. Now, I actually made a mistake. My hit points are actually more because I had it down on my sheet as the standard Call of Cthulhu hit points, but I think it is the hit points
it
as
doubled.
Per
it's fault.
Doubled. Yep. Okay, cool.
Yeah, it kind of surprised me when you said 11, but yeah, okay.
Yeah, no, okay.
As long as you take the points from last time off, no problem.
Yep. Okay, I rolled a 0.8.
Okay, you have successfully smashed it with the splinters of your weapon. Get some damage.
Okay,
is that 1d6 plus damage bonus?
Yeah. It's
clubbish.
And I'll just check my damage bonus. Give me 2 seconds. Okay. No damage bonus, so what, just 1d6, okay.
Okay.
So 1d5.
Okay.
Slam it, hit it for 5 points of damage.
Okay, this thing is able to sort of get knocked back a little bit, but keep its feet. So, Timothy, you switched out. And we are on Stu.
I will club it. That, there we go. That's a success of some kind. That's a normal success.
Okay. It fails to dodge. Let's get some damage with the 1d6 plus damage bonus.
The damage rolls are poor. That will be a 4.
Okay. Maybe poor, but actually, hang on a second. So it, he's still kind of limping around a little bit, and he's going to, at this point, try to leave as well, like the other one.
I'm sure Kitty's going to take care of
it. I was about to say, yeah, Kitty will have something to say about that to begin with. As he begins to move, well, he's still near you guys, so he'll get to move away from you guys next time. But, yeah. Kitty?
Sorry, is it still there?
It's still there. It's, yeah.
And is it near to any of my comrades?
Yeah, I think it. Yeah, I think it's still.
But only Stu.
Okay. Yeah. Well, all right. That's all fine. That's fine then. I will shoot it.
Okay.
And that is a success.
Okay. Let's get some damage.
7, 8, 9 points of damage. Okay.
It does indeed drop the chunks on the back. So just as you guys are kind of settling in and realizing what you've gotten yourselves into, a crowd of these little things come out of the sort of the back hallway where the first one was headed. So it's going to be, in fact, we're going to have a group of 14 total of these things.
Oh, no.
Are swarming.
Okay. Is that time?
It is time, so that's maybe a good spot to leave it.
That's about to face 14.
Who brought the fireworks?
I had some fireworks, I thought.